My name is Addie. I'm 9 years old. Today is November 26, 2021. And today I'm speaking with Frida Gist, who is my Mimi. We are recording this interview in Canyon, Texas. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in 1953 in Flagstaff, Arizona. That's a town that's up in the mountains, and it's so beautiful. And we moved to Canyon when I was 5 years old, and I started school in Canyon. And I stayed at home when my kids were young until I started working for my dad at some apartments that he built in Canyon, and I managed those apartments for 35 years before I retired, and I'm retired now.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
Well, that would be my granny, my mother's mother. She lived in Flagstaff, and then she lived in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and then other places, but mostly those two places. And she was just, I loved to go visit her. She was always so kind, and she told us stories and went on walks with us, and we'd pick up rocks, put in our pockets to bring home. She loved rocks, and all my other family would go and sleep in a hotel, but I got to spend the night with Granny, and it was always fun. And she taught me a lot of lessons. She taught me to love God and to serve other people. Just by her example, she was always helping other people, and she's probably had a big influence in my life.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what memory would it be?
It would probably be when I got married, the day I got married.
Tell me more about that day.
It was a beautiful June day, and we got married in a little chapel on the West Texas State campus in Canyon. And my husband was almost late to the wedding because his mom made him wash the car before he left. But it was a beautiful day. My cousin sang at the wedding, and we had some other friends that sang at the wedding. And it was a real nice ceremony. I wish we had it on video, but we didn't have stuff like that way back then. We got married in 1972.
How did you feel when you got married?
Oh, I was very happy. We started dating. I was actually a freshman in high school, and he was a freshman in college. And we started dating. So I dated for probably 3.5 years before we got married. So I was very excited.
Who were your parents, and what can you tell me about them?
Okay. My mom and dad, Farrell and Alita Abbott, and Daddy was a contractor here in Canyon. He built lots of houses here in Canyon. I can drive down streets and recognize the style that he built and know he built that house. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and I had 4 brothers and sisters, so there were 5 kids in the family, and she had a lot of work to do at home. She really didn't have time to work outside the home.
Did your parents have an influence on you at all?
Oh, of course. They taught me a lot about God, and we went to church, and I became a Christian when I was 10 years old. And they just taught me good values from the Bible and taught me what it's like to live a Christian life and what I need to do that I need to always love God and remember who that when I would leave the house, they would say, "Remember who you are." That was their way of saying, "You behave yourself."
Who were your grandparents and what can you tell me about them?
Okay, of course, my granny, that's the person that influenced me a lot. And then my dad's mother and dad were called grandmother or mom and pop. And he did lots of different jobs, but he also built houses, I think. I don't remember a whole lot about him, but my grandmother, we called her mom, was a sweet little lady. She was real short, and she had, I think she had 11 kids. So she was a good cook. She had to be. And she was the one that started the chocolate gravy and hot biscuits that we make at Christmas time. And now we've started making it at Thanksgiving, too. It's just a special treat. And she, one time for Christmas, made Barbie doll clothes for me. She sewed a lot. And she made, probably 10 different outfits, Barbie doll clothes. That was real exciting.
When you said that she started the chocolate gravy and biscuit, do you feel like that is an important tradition in our family that we should pass on for generations?
Yes. Well, number one, everybody likes it. Some people, it takes them a while to get used to it because it sounds kind of weird, but it's really good. And we enjoy it when we get together. And we had it at Thanksgiving this year, and I think everybody really enjoyed it. So it's a fun thing to pass down. This is like we 5 generations that have been that are enjoying.
So it's an old tradition.
Yeah.
I know that I had it for breakfast today, yeah. So it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? Can you tell me about them?
Well, of course, the chocolate gravy and biscuits. I don't know. We just, get together as much as we can. And, we have certain dishes that we make all the time. One thing that my husband's family has passed down, it's a homemade mayonnaise. And we make that to put on fresh black-eyed peas, or my husband eats it on almost anything. But it's good. It's a good dip for like fresh vegetables. And so there's a lot of things that we cook that are handed down from generation to generation.
Can you give me a few examples of what you cook?
Well, like one of the special things we cook when we get together is chocolate cake and white sauce. And everybody enjoys that. Are you talking about tradition stuff?
Yeah.
Well, of course we love ham. We like ham. We have started cooking a lot of steaks on the grill, pork chops on the grill. That's not really handed down from before us, but that's something that we enjoy doing. And now our youngest son has gotten to where he's the main one that cooks the meat on the grill, so that's good. Our oldest son is married, and he has his own grill and does his own cooking on the grill. So I guess we've kind of handed that down.
Is there anything you can tell me about your kids? Any funny stories?
Wow. I'm sure I've got a lot of funny stories. Just thinking about them at the drop of a hat is hard. But I did find out just a few months ago that my oldest son, and my grandson is the one that told me this, my oldest son, his name is Roger B., when he was driving, and I think it was a pickup he was driving. He liked to drive really fast, and he would go across the railroad tracks and clear it like about two feet, because he was going so fast. If I had known that, he wouldn't have been driving for a long time after that. One time, my youngest son, he was in junior high school, and he told, you know, he got homework to take home, and he told his teacher, "I'm not accustomed to doing homework on a weekend." I'm surprised he didn't get sent to the office, but anyway, I think he brought homework home that weekend.
Is there any funny stories about my mom?
Well, one time when it was after school, and her friend came home, but she had forgotten her key. And I was working at the time, and they couldn't get in the house, so they opened a vent on one end of the house, and they crawled all the way under the house, and they came up in the utility room off of our kitchen. There was a hole cut in it, you know, it was a floor, but they could raise that part up and get in the house. I didn't know that until just a couple of years ago either. So my kids don't always tell me everything until later.
How did you feel when I was born?
Oh, I was so excited when you were born. You were such a beautiful little girl. Oh, and it made me so happy. And I enjoyed my daughter so much. And I knew that your mom would enjoy having you so much, because daughters are just special to their moms.
How did you find out that I was going to be born?
I think your mom and dad, I think we were, I don't know if we were FaceTiming or it was a video. I think it was a video that they sent. I don't think there was FaceTime at that time. But anyway, so they told me on the video. And my husband already knew about it, but I didn't. And oh, I was so excited. I was just screaming.
Did you feel the same way when Austin was born?
Yes, yes. So excited for both of you. All my grandkids were very special.
As you got older, did you learn any more lessons in life?
Oh, yeah. You learn new lessons every day if you're open to it. One lesson I learned, that don't get upset about little things, because they don't really matter. You just worry about important things, like treating other people nice and trying to live a Christian life and living the way God wants us to.
How would you like to be remembered by people you know?
I would like to be remembered for being kind.
And what legacy do you want to lead on in your life?
I would like for my kids and my grandkids to all be faithful Christians and serve God and love God. And that would please me more than anything in the world.
And finally, if you had any advice to your younger self, what would you give?
I would tell myself not to worry about things, not to get angry so easily, and to take good care of yourself.
Is there any lessons that you think if you told me, I would really take them into my life and really try to follow them?
I think Well, of course, your mom and dad are teaching you about God, and that's the most important thing. I would say just to love people and to treat people the way you would want to be treated, and just be kind. And you are a kind girl.
Thank you so much for doing this interview.
All right.